All right, so let's start with the topic of the week, late last week and into this week, and of course Matt Harvey, and I know you wrote about this on Yahoo as well. And this is an interesting one to me because I kind of see it from everybody's side. I think everybody's kind of right. I think everybody's a little wrong. Is this just one of those? There was no easy way to deal with this issue at this time of the year.
No, there was an easy way. You hash this out at the beginning of the year, and you're going to have arguments over what's right for the pitcher, and I don't think that anybody can say definitively what the correct way to handle somebody coming off Tommy John surgery is, but you get all this done at the beginning of the year. You go into the season with a plan so that he can get ample rest and so that he can pitch a full season and into the playoffs. And the part that struck everybody so poorly about this, I think, was the way that Matt Harvey, you know, when the Mets said going to go to the six-man rotation, he said, oh, I don't want a six-man rotation. I mean, He was just being the tough guy. And when it came down to it in the end, his agent was the one who was the bad guy instead of him. And then he came out and said, well, you know, I intend to continue pitching. And look, we'll see what happens there. But ultimately, this stuff can be decided in February. And if it is decided in February, it's not a problem in September.
Jeff Passan, Yahoo Sports, is our guest. Jeff, I don't want to say got off the hook because there's still some season left, and then we'll see what happens in the playoffs. But the fact that they have a 7.5-game lead and they can rest him or pitch him selectively or whatever the game plan is at this point, did they get lucky because they got such a big lead?
I mean, that helps, but at the same time, you want to space out that rest over the season so that toward the end of the year, you can pitch him regularly, and he can be peaking at this point. And that, to me, it's just the wrong time to rest a guy and not to keep him on his schedule and what his schedule has been in recent weeks. And so, look, I get why they're doing what they're doing, and I get why Matt Harvey is scared. But of all the guys in recent memory to come off of Tommy John surgery and be ready for a bigger workload, he's that guy. I mean, he had an 18-month almost layoff, which is about what guys should have as opposed to the 11 or 12 months so many of them try to come back in. He's a big guy. He's a strong guy. He throws hard, and that's never going to be good on somebody's arm. But there are enough things working in his favor that if the Mets really didn't want to push him, if he were on board, I think doctors would sort of nod their heads and say, okay, this is the type of guy who you can try that with.
Jeff, do you think that not having him or having him, like you said, you know, spacing it out so where we're ramping up at this point of the season as opposed to maybe ramping down, is it the difference between the Mets advancing in the playoffs or not?
Oh, absolutely. It could be. I mean, look at what the playoffs are looking like right now. The Cardinals are running away with the National League, which means it's going to be Mets and Dodgers. And, you know, Clayton Kershaw versus Jacob deGrom in Game 1 or versus Matt Harvey in Game 1 and Zach Greinke versus either or in Game 2. I mean, those are the best pitching matchups we're going to see in the playoffs this year, period. And they're going to come in the same series in the DS. And so you want Matt Harvey, and you need Matt Harvey at his absolute apex in order to go out and beat, you know, one of the five best pitchers in the world, which I think we can say Zach Greinke and Clayton Kershaw are.